Today's shiur is going to be about the halachas of a person who forgot to be mafrish challah, which happens a lot. People forget to be mafrish challah. You want to mention it? Yeah, but if you want someone else, I can mention it. Okay. So there is the famous Gemara in Beitz and Daftes and Aleph in the fifth line over Shmuel. Halas chutzul la'aretz ochel v'holech v'achachach mafrish. So normally, when it comes to hafrasha, if you wear mafrish, then it's still tevel, then it's aser. But over here, we're saying that when it's halas chutzul la'aretz, you could eat even before you were mafrish. Ochel v'holech v'achachach mafrish. Says Rashi, kol ha'pas. So what you could do is you could be mafrish after you ate. In other words, you eat everything and then you leave over, and then you mafrish chala from what's left over. In contrast to the normal way of doing it, is to first be mafrish and then eat. But chalas chutzal aris, we have a kula. Alma hafrashasa shalom tzorchim lahav hafrasha. Yeah. Now, if you look in Tosis, he writes on the bottom there, on the second arrow on the left, says the shachshi gedol kedei shila hekera acher hafrasha kedechsi veishis diminishes shiyu shiyera nikarim, which means, in other words, you can't eat everything and then mafrish. You have to have always something left over, so you can eat, 95%, and then mafrish from what's left over. So when even you'll be mafrish, there'll be a part that's not going to be challah, because you have to take challah from something. You can't be, in other words, you have to have shiurah and nikarim. There has to be something that's left over, the shiurah and nikarim. Whereas Rashi didn't say that, as they point out. He says, mafrish v'hola kol ha'pas u'mashaki de'challah. Tosin says, no. Tzarech should take a dol k'sheila hekeira acha hafrasha. You have to have the k'deshir hafrasha plus masha umor. So then when you'll be mafrish, there'll be something left over. D'chsiv reishish d'be'ina sheyu shi'ira nikarim. Okay. So that's the machloikas, Rashi and Tosis, where there's a requirement of by chalas chutz la'aretz of shi'ira nikarim. Meaning, could you just be? Meaning,
does that tell me about the size of it? I would imagine that something is nicker has to be.
Nicker means there has to be something left over that I could say. A mafrish, what does mafrish mean? A mafrish from something. So, but if the whole thing is, you're giving it, there's nothing left over. So the only thing should be something left over. That your mafrish min, a certain thing plus a little bit more. So then, according to Rashi, whatever the shear is, you could eat the whole bread till that, and then you leave over kedei the shear, and then you mafrish that thing. Tosu says no; it has to be kedei shear plus a little bit more, so that when you mafrish, and then there's something left over that will not be challah.
What's left over can be
less than the amount of the dollar? Yeah. Okay, so that is the, Now, let's continue.
The meaning of a fresh if there's nothing left over.
That's how it's going, but you could say... We'll see. Well, you see, hafrasha usually means when you're mafrish, you're separating one thing from the other.
But that could just be a practicality. I think that could be just when you're already. The mitzvah of hatfila is to be mafrish.
Mafrish before you eat.
Is it
yeah.
Mitzvah of hatfila to be mafrish?
Yeah. Yeah.
I
mean, that's what we always do.
It says, oichel v'hilach, meaning, it's much more like, I don't know if you can even die that, but like, it's much more like hatfila.
Yeah, maybe, but the Pasha says that we...
Right, no, but if that's... that would be why it's called a frosha, because it's because it was a feeling, so it's not rich, but it's not really a din of frosha.
Okay, we'll see.
It happens something like that.
He's for Borer. Is it possible to call something a frosha if you're taking away the pulley and just leaving over the power? In other words, for Borer, we have only an oath on Sola.
Right.
Okay, now for Kala, if you take away the pulling and leave the Kala in place, is that called Haprasha? If it is, then Rashi can say eating it is a Haprasha.
Uh-huh.
When you're all done eating,
interesting. Interesting. Okay, interesting. So let's see the Rush now, page 2. Page 2. Of a literal minamukov. This is of a literal minamukov. A feeling the gilo, but in Russia, smuch zulu. So he talks about the den of minamukov, right? Where we talked about that when you minamukov means you mafresh from one thing or the other, it has to be in somewhat close proximity, right? The Amar Gabi Kankanim, right? We discussed the Vilna Gaon's three rules, the three rules about. If there's no kalim, then they just have to be smuchim. If there are kalim, then the kalim have to be open, and they don't. And the clothes, that doesn't work. The kalim should be touching, but they. Hadamar lo yishal mechamisha sakim begorin torim umlazim mizuzu. Kaitse isa tamev, isa torah, no tokadechal, be isa shalom rechalosa. So that's the din of minah mukov, that afilo negiya lo beinah. So you don't even need the Negiya, right? We said because... Oh, so he's right here on page 3 in the Rush. Aval mitchila haya bo shir chalo ein tzarech sirif tzal ala hakafa ba'alma de literal minamukov. Right, so when you have a shir, so then all you need is smuchin. You don't need sirif tzal. Right, we said there might be some shittas that say that you should, right, but we assume not that way. You don't need any seer of sal because it's not a den seer if you have the shear. Oh, so now the question is, do you need minamukov by chalas kutzlarts? Right, do you need minamukov by Chalas Chutzlars? Maybe by Chalas Chutzlars I can mafish in this room and have something in my apartment, and I'll be mafish. So what would the Rush says? The Rush says on page 4, says the Rush, so he says an unbelievable thing. But since the din is Ochel V'Holach V'Chachach Mafrish, right, exactly. So he says, so you see that you don't need Mina Mukov. The Chal Sot Slides.
You're covering the sun all of
it. Yeah. So you can't. So that's the. So that's a very important nekuda. So that makes a very big difference of the whole din of minamukov. Because sometimes, you know, you might be in one place and then you have in mind for one thing on another thing. And so he's making an important point. The gabi chalas chutzlarts, that you don't need. Okay, let's take a look now in the Torah. Wait, no, let's look at the Mordechai rather. Mordechai. Page 5. Page 5, man. So, look, Zach, the Mordechai, the Chalz 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 from going to Pascha, going to a few ways to coin, cotton beer, mean hole. Yeah. So then he says, that so he's telling you different halachas regarding Hagbos, Trumas, and Maisus. He says, "If Shachach v'lo Hifrish me'erev Yontif," right? Last word on the line is "v'lo Hifrish." Shachach v'lo Hifrish me'erev Yontif. Ein l'smachal shiur imatzel yos ochem holach v'chacha mafish. Kedin Truma. Kim ha'isa kol ha'isa di lo shabiyachan. Azei mutod lo bi'de mukach. Av matzah sal nos kol achas al vada. Ein lam din zeh.
So what are you supposed to do?
So he says, "Matzos hafius be'er v'yondiv kevin nachas l'hu chiyuva b'chol v'ein ketshumas nogon t'nan ein magmin trumas mas b'yondiv v'mshachav al hifish be'er v'yondiv ein l'smach l'shor v'machal yos ochum holach chachem mafish kin truma d'im hoysa kol ha'izan ilusha b'yachan az e'muto d'lo b'inan mukaf ach matzos ha'nishomos kol achal v'ada ein l'hem din zeh." Because of her Rav Shmuel Miflaja, Tzach Lafos Matza Achas Fshas Afrashi Yafrish Meachas Al Kulon Tifto Es Acheres Metziruf Vedomi L'shochat Behemim Chai V'ov V'desar V'domon Din Yochol L'chasas Domon V'gdik D'kira Achas M'chasa V'yotav. Yeah, so It's more of a case of as I am mutter, lo be in a muk. Now, which chal is he talking about? Is he talking about chal is chutzlar or chal is Eretz Yisrael? So he's saying, is it? So why is it you can't rely on Okav Holok Vachacha Mafish? Whereas if Shachav lo hifish me'erv yontif, ein l'smach al shir ha'matzi, ne'er shochav lo holach v'achach mafish. Why not? Why not? So let's see. So let's take a look in the so the Beis Yosef is going to discuss this. So let's look at the Torah first, on page 6. They should tell the Dakti Bashir Ha'isa Shmuel Harbozba Mishim Chashash Chimutz. But we said by matzah, you can't make big matzahs. That's what I'm very interested to. You know, the Shulchan Aruch says you're not mafrish minaisa by matzah. By matzah, we said, you're supposed to what? You're supposed to bake it first. And then tzarev v'mitzal later. So my question is on the Harav Hess Shlita. So how come you were mafrish minaisa? Him and Rav Mantel, and they were mafrish minaisa. Right, you were mafish ben Aisa.
I have pictures to prove it.
He had pictures. He was mafish before his matzah.
You should get out.
What?
You should guard them carefully.
You were mafish ben Aisa,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You didn't mean mafish ben Amatza.
No,
you were mafish ben
Aisa. Barrel of gold.
What?
Yes.
Right before it goes. Yeah, so let's see. So he says, let's look in the Torah. He says it's good to make small isas for matzah, so once you come to chimitz. V'chein tov l'karev ha'isas yachad b'shas ha'frosh eskala. D'shem yesh b'hem shaloya b'shir. What?
He's saying it's in the Isa
yet. Yeah, Tov Lekarev Ha'isus. Yeah, Yachad B'Shas HaFrashus Kala. The Shem Yesh Melhem Shelo Yom Bashir. So you'll be Mitzarev them together. You will hear Frishman Ha'isa Yidne Mesal. Mesal Yitzarev Kala. Then he says, Vim Yodea Shehaya V'Isa Shir Kala, page 7. If you know that there was a Shir Isa, it was one big Isa, and then you forgot to be Mafrish until after the Afiyah, then you don't even need Sirf Sal, because you had a Sirf in the Isa. If you Sirf Sal and Tzarech, al yikarev kol hakikros yachad v'itov me'echad al kulon, so you'll do munamukov. Afil im shachach v'ochal sas yafish al amotar dechalas chutzor as ochal v'cholach v'achachem mafish. So let's see.
But there's nothing wrong with being taking the chalor out of the east of chutzor.
Yeah. So let's see what it says in the Beis Yosef.
Yeah.
I feel shachav achatzas yafish al most chalas chutz kolach ochav ochachem mafish. Last two lines on page 7. Meimrid the Shmuel b'chorus perak ad kama because of Mordechai perak el overim v'shachav v'lohifish me'ev yontav ein lishmoch al shir hamatzil yos ochav v'cholach v'chachem mafish came in the truma. If it was one big Isa, it'll be mutter. But this is small Isas. Because of Ram Shmuel, Tach Lafos Matzah Achas. So what is he saying? So what's the Mordechai's uptouch? Does the Mordechai saying? So let's look at the Bach. Maybe the Bach will clarify. Let's see the Bach. But because of Yilim Shachav Achal, Meimer de Shmuel, page 7, in the Bach. Perkhamed de Veitza. Chalas Chutz Lo'arz Ochav Ho'olach V'achach Ma'afish. Chutz V'atoysis Arosh. Shem, the Hochi Taimulon, yeah. Kashali, the Maikos of Rabbein Yilim Shachav Achal, Ho'ol Shmuel Omer Ochav Ho'olach L'chadchila. That's what you said, Hobri. Right, what's Pshat? Shochach v'achol, it's mashma that it's a din l'chatchila. Shlomo de Rabbeinu Rav da Rosh Kosem Hilchas Chala, Perek El Oven, Bivayo Moshir Chala, Bina HaKofla, Perek Kama de Beitza Kosem Ivcho, Muka Vada Lobinen. In other words, it seems that there's a steer in the Rosh, because he's saying that Mukov, Rabbeinu Rav da Rosh Kosem Hilchas Chala, Perek El Oven, Bivayo Moshir Chala, Bina HaKofla, right, the perk kama de beitza cause of ibcha. Perk kama de beitza says the opposite. that you don't even need mukaf. And in Pesachim, he says you need mukaf. Because he says, that's the question. Do you need mukaf by chutz laretz or not? In Pesachim, he says, Eino shir chal be'inan ha'kofo, u'per kama debetza kosev ibcho. Mi'u mukaf vaday lo be'inan, b'ina shayan ochov holach. So miyashav Rabbeinu, so he wants to say that the Torah gives an answer, l'chadchilu l'yochal ach, that the answer is like this. L'chadchilu l'yochal ach ha'yafesh min ha'mukaf. In other words, b'din l'chadchila is, you should be mafresh, even by chutzlars. El b'dievin, b'shach v'ochal k'tzas, b'kalina b'chaz chutzlars. D'yafish ala moser. Shapir mafresh, avu l'masha k'var nechal. Avu p'idu l'avim min ha'mukaf. Ochal v'olach ha'moser. L'fi zeh, chashal, so he's saying, in l'chanami, l'chadchila is supposed to be mafresh beforehand. But b'dievin, you can be mafresh after. L'fi zeh, chashal l'chor, d'amai k'omar, y'afish ala moser, ala mafresh gam, al mashenechal kvar, aval nira da mal horos dim ochel ve'enu mishayer el kedei chala bilvad vafisha al kol masha ochel kvar eina chala, the bidder you need to be reishi shir shirah nikorim reishi shir nikorbo shazol chala shazol shirayim ha'chala mati ha'shirayim ken tzarech lishay yosef mikdei shir chala dei shir mafish gam al mosa shashirah nikorim. So that's the first thing. So that's he wants to say pshat in the rush that lechatchila you should be mafresh beforehand, and b'dieved you can be mafresh afterwards. That's his first. That's he thinks what the rush holds. But he says on page 8, I have a different pshat. That's the simple pshat in the Rosh, what he said, but he thinks a different pshat in the Rosh. The litchok, the loshon ochav olach v'chacha mafish. Because he says, Kobe is right. It's mashmet to din l'chadchila. So what's the pshat? L'chiluch l'gbein, l'ash isha achas l'ash har be'isus. No, the difference is not between l'chadchila and v'dievin. It's dependent upon how many doughs you made. To be'isa achas, if you made one big dough and it's a shir challah, so lo bein in hakafa, then you don't need mina mukaf, because since it's one dough, that's a tziruf. Even when legabe, not only legabe the shir, but legabe when you're going to be mafish, it doesn't have to be mina mukaf. If it's one dough, it doesn't need lo bein in hakafa. Also, kama shmul ochav holach lechatchila. Then you can be ochav holach even l'chadchila, because you don't need mina mukaf. I'll repeat it. Aval v'shtei isas u'b'chol achas shir chala b'zeh kosav ha'rosh nabina mina mukaf. There's a steer in the Rosh. And how do you, in one place the Rosh says you need mina mukaf, in one place the Rosh says you don't need mina mukaf. So the first thing he wanted to say pshat in the Rosh was that l'chadchila you need min ha'mukaf, and b'dieved you don't need min ha'mukaf. Right?
It's just that could be the evid. The same time, or
in other words, l'chadchila
before and at the end.
Yeah, he wants to give it.
Right. This is what job.
Yeah. So l'chadchila means that you shouldn't say I'm going to eat now and mafish later. You should never do that. If you made a mistake, then you can do that. So he says, so that was the first,
as opposed to being mafish l'chadchila without being mukaf.
In other words, would you do that l'chadchila or not? So l'chadchila, so he says l'chadchila you shouldn't do it, you should be mafish first, but yeah, then you could do it this way. So then, that was the first try he gives in to answer up those two rushes. But then he says, nah. He says, Kobe's right. Mafish v'holach. It says, Mashu din l'chadchila. So I can say, it's only din b'dieved. So he says, he thinks that, so therefore he doesn't think. He says, avad it's a l'chadchila. So v'holach v'achach mafish. So what's the answer in the rush? He says like this, that if it's one big Isa, right, that has a shear, So then we say ochel maholech v'achachem mafrish, even though it's not going to be min hamukaf, because it was one isa, so that created a tziref. So then you could you don't need min hamukaf, so you could eat first and then mafrish. But if shtei isas, which each has a shear, right? But we still need min hamukaf. There we need min hamukaf, since they weren't nilosh together. And he says, and that is the chiluk that is brought in the Mordechai. We were saying, we started off with this Mordechai. Right? The Mordechai says, you shouldn't do it. Right? You shouldn't, you make the matzah, you shouldn't do it. Why not? Ochel holach v'achach mafresh. Why can't I do it? Mordechai says, you shouldn't do it. So what's the answer? Because the Mordechai is talking about two isos. When I had two separate isos, and I baked matzahs from two different isos, then lechatchila you shouldn't be eating it without being mafresh. Because again, which you need min hamukaf. It's all connected. But when you have one isa, Kobi's right. Ochav olach v'achach mafresh. But that din is only with isa achas.
So holach v'ochav, you never have this concept of mukaf for holach v'ochav.
If it's an isa achas,
you can be holach v'ochav, and you can be mafresh through holach v'ochav on other isos.
No. In other words, if you made one big isa,
right,
and then you made matzahs into these one big isas,
mm-hmm,
and you weren't mafresh yet,
right? So you're holach v'ochav,
right? L'chatchila.
Right. So,
even though it's not going to be minamukov, because you're going to be eating up, you'll eat the whole box, and then you'll leave the lax matzah.
But if there are other smaller isos next to it,
right? Even though each one had a shear, then
you can be at the whole. Then the whole can be then the motzi the other isos.
Then you can't do then you're not supposed to do ochel v'holach v'achach mafresh. Because it's supposed to be min hamukaf.
Okay, got it.
Okay. So that's from the Mordechai.
Yeah.
So that's this Bach is like a very.
Mafresh
is here, green tomato. Yes, the mafresh. Yeah, so that's the. And that's the Mordechai that we were trying to figure out. So now he tells you the pshat and the Mordechai. That the chiluk is between whether it's one isa and it's not one isa. So that's a good. That's a good shot. He likes that. So he says, "Ein das harosh lachalik b'machatkila b'di'evet v'ludchok." But the halacha is that no, that the din of ochav olach lachachemal is the din of chatkila, but it's only by one isa. And my other isas, so then they're not. Oh, shit, yeah. Then you need minamukov. Then you need minamukov. Okay, now let's see Shulchan Aruch. We'll see Shulchan Aruch a little bit.
What is the Indian? What is the din of what by chalatz chutz la'oretz?
You can be ochel v'holach v'achach mafresh. So the first shot was that it's that chalatz chutz la'oretz ochel v'holach v'achach mafresh is only a din b'di'evet.
Right. But the other
and lechatchila you're supposed to that was one shot,
right.
and that's the answer to the steer in the rush. There's a din lechatchila din b'di'evet, and the other shot in the rush. That the Bach wants to say is no, that it's a din lechatchila, but it's only by one isa,
right.
Because one isa is an inherent connection.
There's no mukaf issue there. There's no issue of mukaf.
No, there could be. Because if you have one isa, and then I divide it and make it 10 different challahs, and I wasn't mafrish,
okay.
And then one challah, one matzah is here, one matzah is, I sent, you know,
overseas
or whatever. It's okay, because that makes sense. Okay, let's see Shulchan Aruch here, page 9. אם היה בו שיר חלו, שוכח להפריש, יפריש אחר כך. אפילו שיר סל לא צריך. You don't need שיר סל, but look at the Magen Avraham. אבל צריך שיהיו שני אמונוכם לפונו. דף דקאי מלון חלוס קונסולר חלוך 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 So the Magen Avraham is first saying, like the first Prat in the Bach, that Ochel V'Holach V'Achach Mafrish is not like Kobri, Nishvi Kobri. It's what? It's an only din what? B'dievet. But then he brings the Bach. V'Ikcha Bach, Tabetur, Kosev Mutal Ochel V'Chachila V'Achach Mafrish. Kosev L'Chalak Ben Beis Isos. So now the Magen Avraham brings in Ochel. Now the Magen Avraham brings in the Beis Isos thing, page 11. Harosh Mayri B'Isachas, Hacholik Rashi. Next. Benir Ali L'Chalik Del Kolpana M'Chala Imasha Mafish B'Mena B'Ina Min Amukta. So what is the Magen Avraham? So if you want to see Pshat in the Magen Avraham, first he says it's only a din lachat b'dievet. Then he quotes the difference between the Shnei Isos. Then he's going to say his vort. Whereas he quoted the two Pshatim in the Bach, and then he's going to say his own vort. But to understand his vort, you have to look at the Machtzis HaShekel. Machtzis HaShekel is the unequivocal perush on the Magen Avraham. They once gave Rabbi Tibor Stern, you know Rabbi Tibor Stern? He was the Rav in Tower 41. And he was a big Rav Machshir. He was a big goyin. So he had a notebook from the Machtzis HaShekel. And he donated it to YU Library. So Mrs. Pearl Berger told me I should come to this is 10 years, 15 years ago. She said I should come to the presentation. So I came. So they have it somewhere. You have to speak to the archives, I guess. They have the... So Nirali L'Chalik. Yeah, Nirali L'Chalik? See? We put the arrow much further down, the next bold.
Page
11. Page 12. Nearly L'Chalek, Ratzalomer. The Ein Chilek Ben Isa Achas L'Shtayim. He's not going for that, the Bach. Elok Kevin the Kaimel L'Shatzorach L'Shay Yosem Mishir Chala. The Rashi Shadir Shir Nikarim, from which cousin Rosh Rachi Kamil Biardea. As ever Rosh the Osim Shirai, Mimasha Mafrish, Lakal, Tarakh Yom Mesum Mukov. He said, no, what it means with a Mukov, it means for what between what you're taking now and what's left has to be Mina Mukov. But what you ate already, that doesn't have to be Mina Mukov. Came the Shreya Madai מה מאפריש לחל צריכים להיות מנוק, אין לשניהם עדיין בעולם. כשעשת הפרש, עבדה את המוטו לאכול לחתחיל מאפריש לבסוף. זה לא כעתור. So that's the pshat. So he's saying like this, that no difference between Isa Acha Shnei Isas. עבדה, if אוכל והולך וחכך מאפריש, doesn't have to be מן המוקף. For sure. So why did the Rosh say it has to be מן המוקף? Because we said you can't leave over just the challah. It has to be challah plus a little bit less. A little bit more.
Just a little bit more.
Okay. Send it that way. Was that way? It's still in the morning also. Just leave it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Leave it. I'm going to fall again.
I just took up my hat. Perhaps survives. Survives the winter, he'll survive the summer, right? Yeah. What, the Chazanish had the same?
Same hat since his bar mitzvah.
Yeah. So he says, what it means, there's one place, the Rosh says, you don't need minim mukaf, one place he says, you do minim mukaf. So the first answer was, one is l'chadchil, one is b'diyev. The second answer is, one is b'sach, one is shneid. The Magen Avraham says, no, simple answer. The Magen Avraham maybe is the, even though I like the Rosh, the Bach and Lundus, but I think the simple shot is, you say, what you ate already, of course, doesn't have to be minim mukaf, because it's gone, like you said. But the chiddush of has to be minim mukaf is, you're not allowed to just eat till the buzzer. And then shir chal. Shir chal plus a little bit more. So it'll be shir and nikarim. That has to be minim mukaf. Yeah, but I'm saying, but in the stira in the rush, he gives a new shot. Okay, so that's a big kula, because he's saying that you don't need min hamukaf. You see, according to the Bach, you do need min hamukaf if it's isa, if it's shnei isos. The Magen Avraham says no, even shnei isos you don't need min hamukaf. Therefore, ocha v'holech. But lagabe shireha, came in the kind of shows of. Whenever you ate already, even if it's shnei isos, you can do that lechatchila. So ultimately, you have Kolbri, the Magen Avraham is the most like you, because he's saying that even if you made shnei isos, you can lechatchila ochel v'holech v'chachem mafresh, even by shnei isos. The Bach only permitted by isachas. And the first day of the Bach says even Isaachas you can't do it. So the one who the purest, Magen Avraham is pure Kolbri.
Shnei Isos means you have to leave a little from each Isa, or is what it's a
Magen Avraham is
from one Isa. Yeah. It's enough to be Mishar from one Isa, from instead of two Isas.
If you have two Isas and you have two matzahs, so Magen Avraham says you can eat up one whole matzah. L'chatchila. And then leave the other matzah, and you'll be mafish shir challah, and then you'll leave over a little bit more from that. But l'chatchila, you could eat the whole matzah, even though it was made from shtei two isos. So therefore, but still l'chatchila, you could have you don't need min hamukaf, because that's a din.
In that case, if anybody totally didn't eat challah, they can subsequently make a new isa and say challah on the isa that they ate before. They made yesterday. It makes no sense.
In other words, could you make
you can retroactively do take
all the say you want a mafresh challah.
Totally, the whole thing is gone.
Could you make something now?
Yeah.
And
well, the mitzvah sofrash has to be there.
Yeah. Could you make something?
It's leading to an absurd
thing. Right.
Are they all gone already?
Yeah. The first batch is all gone. Can you not make a second batch and take call on the first batch?
Well,
free yourself
of the... The Bach says as an option, before that, if you don't want to have to take from every matzah, just make one big one and just be matzah from that and all the other ones. That assumes they're all gone.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that case. I'm talking about...
They're all gone already.
No, but they're there. So if they're not there, then you've lost it. Now you make another bread.
The Bach says you make another isa. You have to take from every matzah. The Bach says, or you can just bake one large isa now and be mafresh retroactively in all the other ones.
Right, but the question is, could you... Say you finish the whole thing. all the isas, everything's all finished, and you were mafresh. Now can I make a new isa and be mafresh on?
Sounds like you can.
So you take it, but it's too far.
Don't we have an idea that if you forget to say bracha achrona on like a whatever mizona or something, then you should eat some more of that mizona, even if you pass the time.
Yeah.
Can we say that the fee of by the Holy Spirit is on the Gavra and not on the Katsu?
In the Gavra. So as long as you do it later.
Yeah, do it later, but I'm saying, but maybe the.
So you're saying maybe in Echanami?
I'm saying maybe the fee has to be there at the time. Meaning, yeah, maybe in Echanami, according to that. The fee of the Katsu is on the Gavra, not on, it's not a Katsu, it's not Tuffle.
There was, I mean, also saying it's too hard, it's too much to believe that you could do it. On the other hand,
the Achiv had to be in existence at the time. It can't be a new Achiv wasn't there at the first Mitzvah Sefresh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Born later. It has to be the Mitzvah Sefresh has to be there.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Could be not. I remember Rabbi Ganak liked the Lashon HaTur on page 13. Kol chalashim b'drabon, nitenes afil kol marav, ve'ena tovelas. Shemudu lechol me'apasol afisha chakach.
Sivas, they can't make a chapsah thing.
Well, let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch on page 15. It says, "Imotzal lechol tchila, v'acharkach yaskach yafrish hachala, v'chutz la'aretz mutar, mipnei she'ein ikra elam midivrayim." Right? So, v'shar ma'at yosim mishir chala, she'afrish v'dei she'ein. The mafresh dafka leis in the shkayim kalazu. Oh, the dafka leis in the shkayim im kalazu.
That sounds like if you finish it off together, it's gone.
Kalazu yukaliftor.
I'm happy with it.
Shalom and Amukah. But Yisrael said, "Nidul Shemesh Me'atzma." In mafresh in kalam Yisrael Acheres. Shalom and Amukah.
So Rama seems to be saying that the other way out of the Toso is that the Bach he doesn't like. They're just baking one large challah afterwards.
Yeah. He says, well, he quotes the Beis Yosef B'Shem Asman. Yeah. You see, look on page 14 in the Beis Yosef. The arrow says, Kosev od smag. I tell you about the smag. Rabbi Winevsky, that's all, said that in Radin, on Simchas Torah, when there were not enough Sifrei Torah to dance, they would give out smags to dance with the smag. That he heard from Rav Gershon.
Where was it?
In Radin. They would give out the smags.
Did they have it in like a scroll, or was it a safe?
Safer. I don't think
they're dancing with safe.
But the smogs.
The Americans are out the Machanusha line smog.
That's what they
had
in
Rotterdam?
Yeah.
I don't know what it has. Yeah, somehow he told me the smog. That's my Masorah. That they dance with the smog. I have a big smog. I have one of these big smog. I can understand if I can say it. Yeah, it's in Brooklyn. I'll show you. Next time we go to Brooklyn, I'll show you.
How much they put in the arm, right?
Kosev of smak, kosev mori, rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Ochal. The Adam Rinnuk Ochav Holach v'chach ha'mafrish, zeh she neschayva kol ha'isa b'yachad, shirinosha b'yachad. Aval b'matzah sholach zet chay b'chal levad, asfaru shol yoel, b'lo ha'kafa. So the sita of the and the smog is it's only by one isa, but well, master shukolach is kind of mechala levada svaru shlo yoel b'lo hakafa, and that's And that's the Mordechai. And that's the Eruba Mordechai. And that's the Bach. But the question is, but if you hold like the Magen Avraham, who argues with this, then maybe it should be, the absurd should be true as well. That is, it doesn't matter Isachas or not. So we have to go to Rabbi Kobri, because he's the Baal Ha. So what do you say? Could you be sovel such a thing? That it's already gone. And now you make another one and you mafish on that, and then you'll what?
It's
counterintuitive, but it doesn't mean it's wrong.
Right.
Sounds about right.
Anyways, because there's no raya from the smog, because the smog anyway is working with the other shita, and which the Magen Avraham is rejecting.
In that case, I can make a challah now and take challah now for anybody from the past 17th century. So
who never, yeah. All the people who...
So they have, so I understand, so the smog has an okimto, and the Gemara says, oh, behold it, that's only talking about Isa Aha.
Right.
Anyway,
like the box.
But that's only talking about that.
Right. I don't know. I'm not willing to give up on this. I'm not willing to give up. But that would be a very wild conclusion. But okay. You have to think about it some more. Okay. And let's see now in the Sefer Challah Milechem on page 17. Mishachal lahafish challah b'yom chol b'yom chalas esel chol tzchotzoras and mishir hafrosh challah b'yisa b'nei atzma yochal lahafish challah b'vracham b'yad achar. So the first thing is you can, if they baked it, you can definitely take from the baked, that we know. And then page 18 we say Dacha Ochal Khalas Putzlar Yochala Lechol Lishtaika del Hafish Ben Akakach. Yeshom Shark Nash Shir Lechem, right? Yeshom Shark Zion. Ain Hafish Mizu Al Kharis. Okay. Okay. Look at the Taz here. Look at the bottom here on the page 18 Zion. Page 18 Zion. Taz or Chaim Chosef Shibakagam Shalom Nishalo Shir Shira Nikarim. But say he, the whole thing's gone. He doesn't have Shira Nikarim anymore. Lo Yafish Ash. So in other words, he only has a Shir of Chala, he wasn't Mafish. He doesn't have a Shir Chala plus.
So
Oh yeah, but say we hold that you need Shir and Ikarim. So what you do? You should get another bread.
What's happening here?
Mikar means that when you mafish something, there has to be something left over. Even a little bit
is considered Mikar?
Yeah. Yeah.
Crumbs
would be considered. Yeah, even a little bit. Okay. As opposed to
I thought maybe nicker meant something like.
No, as opposed to the whole discussion is opposed to nothing. It's opposed to zero. So, let's see what else we have here. So he says,
even if he's left, Parshas Mishnah.
Moshav Moshav Shir. Lo Yafish Ashi Tzar Moshav Mishnah Lo Im Halachem Achav Yachak Shir Arlo Al Pi Did. Shiyamtin Shiyel Halachem Achav. Raz Yitzarif Yachad Im Halachem Shanishal Lo Pachas Mikishir Hanitzrach.
It works Lamafreya.
Right. In other words, you can make a new bread.
Make a new bread, and then that'll be the share and ikarim of,
right,
of what you had before, of the challah you took left.
Right, but it sounds like you'd have to ask.
Yeah, but the fact you could have it later and it still works.
But
it sounds like the mafreya should work.
Yeah. Okay, and and then I found I just added in the back, Rav Tukhachinsky shear of because we had the different shiurim of this. I think was the smaller shear of Rav Tukhachinsky, 1.05 kilo kemach. So and 1.57 is even bebracha. So how much is that in pounds?
About
3.5, because Rav Chaim Noah is 3.2 3/4 without a bracha and 3.6 with a bracha. So this is slightly less. So I was always trying to find the smallest, because I still have in mind that L'chalik thing.
That
what Rabbi Walter said. And maybe in a Hanami, that the only thing you can make a bracha on is the chas and the kala.
So
I was always thinking maybe that because they held the smallest shiur. So I was looking who I could find the smallest shiur to make a bracha.
3.3
pounds. It's still more than what most people bake. But, okay, that's the smallest. In other words, 3.3 pounds is with a bracha. That's even less than Rav Chaim Noah. I told you that the Michal Shurkin writes in his sefer that when Rav Chaim Noah came out with his shiurim, people were saying he's a machmir. Today everyone says he's a mekel because in klapei the Chazanish he was a mekel, but klapei existed before Rav Chaim Noah, he was considered a machmir. So you see, Rav Tukhachinsky has this shiur of 1.5, and 1.0 is how much? 1.05 without a bracha is what?
2.3.
Yeah.
It's a big
column.
Yeah.
That's
how
much
you're going to
make.
You're
not
going to
make a column
on a pound. But
what?
But if you make
like
three for Shabbos,
like
that,
which you
might.
Right, out of one
Issa.
But then you can have telekia shaila, because if you have two regular challahs and then you put the cover up on it, that could be already tziruf. I like that. That's a good cut.
Didn't he say that's the raya that we got?
No, so you want to say that's a raya that maybe tziruf only means when it's still hot, or tziruf means kavana. Right. But it's a good horror. I think it's a good horror. I never thought of that. Maybe it should be a chumra not to cover the challahs. Ah, but it's against the halacha. No, so the chumra would be leave the challahs off the table because you can't cover them. And then that would be a new chumra. To leave the challahs.
You got the challahs in a bag from the store.
Each challah has to be in a separate bag.
Yeah.
Like the lechem apanim. The rabbis have.
Smaller.
So they have two big ones that are like 10 small.
Yeah, I think they have two main ones.
Yeah, but the Rebbe's have 12 Talmuds.
I don't know.
So that could be another sign. Okay, there's a Shem tomorrow. We'll keep, this is a nice place. Okay, Bez Hashem. Okay, I'll let you know what all the schedule. We'll go day by day, Bez Hashem. So tomorrow we'll be here, Bez Hashem. So there's a good interview.
Have regards for Rebbe from Silver Spring.
What?
Have regards for Rebbe.